I'm Bruce Van Dyke for WEOL. It's time for another Elkhorn Archives, brought to you by EcoTree Services, your complete tree care company. We're joined by Tim Elkhorn, looking back at some of the games he called with his time here at WEOL. Tim, what is tonight's archive all about?
Well, as Andy Williams famously sang, it's the holiday season. So I thought I would go back to holiday time 2011 and the Midview Middies and the Keystone Wildcats. It's always fun to do games over the holidays because the kids are home for Christmas and there's usually great rivalry games that are scheduled over the holidays. So you have the big crowds and a lot of interest in the games. And now, this was a good one. Midview went over to Keystone. The Middies were 4-2 on the year. Keystone had gotten off to a great start. The Wildcats were 5-0 going into this ball game tonight. So it was a packed house over in LaGrange, and these two backyard rivals went at it, Bruce, and it turned out to be a heck of a basketball game 9 years ago.
I always find it fun that high school basketball sometimes had a playoff atmosphere right at the start of their season.
Well, this is one of those games because these are two communities that know each other very, very well. They border up against each other with LaGrange and Grafton and so forth, the main communities that comprise LaGrange and Midview respectively. So it did. It had a real tournament flavor to it. And, of course, the gym over at Keystone, when it's full, it's electric. So this was a fun game to call, and certainly it had a bevy of highlights. So let's get right to it. As I mentioned, Keystone 5-0 coming into the ballgame, Midview 4-2, and Keystone came out on fire. They were draining long balls in that first quarter of play. Brandon Sittinger would get things started for the Cats.
Out front to Hopkins, back on the right side, Sittinger, a rainbow three! He hit nothing but net. Brandon Sittinger drains a three ball to open up the contest for Keystone.
And right after that, a young man by the name of Jacob Kolar, another senior on the Keystone team, would knock one down from downtown LaGrange.
The Keystone Wildcats on the right side, Kolar, open three. He hit it. Jacob Kolar hits the three ball from the right wing to make it an 8-2 Keystone lead.
So the Cats had jumped out to the early lead, but they weren't done hitting from long range. Sittinger once again dialed up long distance and knocked one home.
Kolar on the left side, being chased by Johnson. Kolar bounce out front to Osborne, around on the right side, Sittinger. He'll shoot a three. He got it! Brandon Sittinger, 2-3 balls here in the opening quarter. That gives him 6 on the year. Keystone up by 7, 11-4.
But Midview would make a little bit of a run as they would come back in that first quarter of play. Boy, they had an outstanding big man in Riley Moore, 6'5 senior. I'm sure many fans remember that name and the way he could play down in the low block. And Riley Moore would hit a shot for the Middies in that first quarter of play.
Out. Rebound, though. Grabbed by Midview's Patrick Lynn. In the lane to Moore. Bank shot. Good. And the foul. Well, Riley Moore says, I had a chance for a three-point play last time. Didn't get it. I'll try it again.
And he would convert on the free throw for the three-point play. So the Middies were crawling their way back into this thing. And then 6'1 senior guard Eddie Brazina said, if Keystone can shoot the long ball, well, I can knock one down for Midview.
And again, the shot came after the foul. Left wing, the three is up and in by Brazina. Again, Gary and I are absolutely shielded from about the top of the key on him, but it was Brazina that hit the three to make it a 13-12 ball game.
So Keystone would end up leading by three at the end of one, 17-14. So the game got off to a really good start. Kind of slowed down in the second quarter of play, but Midview was able to outscore the Cats 13-6 in that second quarter. So after trailing by three at the end of one, Midview turned the tables and they led by four at the half, 27-23. Again, for Midview, after giving up 17 in the first quarter, they surrendered only 6 points in that second quarter of play. So the Middies were up by four, 27-23 at the half. As we now move ahead to the third quarter of play, and in that third quarter, once again, Eddie Brazina, the guy for Midview that would hit one from downtown.
Morris on the right side to Johnson, out front Brazina, a three, he hit it! Oh, back-to-back, absolute perfect execution by Midview. Eddie Brezina gives the Middies a 32-29 lead.
So it has been tight throughout, as we had anticipated going into the ball game, and Keystone would answer back with a three of their own. 6'1 senior Brandon Osborne would dial up and knock one home for the Cats.
Rebound grabbed by Sittinger, lost it, got it back. Top of the key, Osborne, a three. He hit nothing but net. Brandon Osborne, that's his first three ball, and it makes it a 34-32.
But Midview would close out that third quarter of play on a 6-2 run, and so the Middies had themselves a six-point lead as we went to the fourth. Midview was up 40-34. And in that fourth quarter of play, a young man for the Middies that really hit a big shot, as it would turn out, 6'3 senior D.J. Johnson would knock in a three ball for Midview.
Brezina in traffic, back on the left side, Johnson, a three. He hit nothing but net. D.J. Johnson with a big-time three. That makes it 43-36.
So Midview had themselves a six-point lead. It looked like they had a little breathing room, but Keystone says, we're not quite out of this thing. They would mount a rally as the Middies led 48-40 with about 4 minutes to go in the ball game, and they still led 50-44 with 3 minutes to go. But then Keystone was able to whittle it down as they started hitting some shots, but it was Midview's Patrick Lynn that would hit a big shot for the Middies to stave off the Keystone rally.
Riley looking for some help. Out front to Lynn. Quickly on the right side, Johnson. Bank shot, no good. Rebound, Lynn. Put it in. Patrick Lynn, put it in. With 40 seconds to go. Midview up by five.
But the Cats weren't quite done. Down by five. Keystone needed to answer, and they did, as they got the ball into their big man, 6'3 senior Caleb Shalacy.
To the left wing, gave it in the corner. Conrad, a three. It's an air ball. Rebound, Shalacy in traffic. Put it in, and he got fouled. Caleb Shalacy with a chance for a three-point play.
And he would convert on that three-point play. So we had ourselves a one-possession ball game coming down the stretch. Midview had the basketball. Keystone was forced to foul, and that would send to the free throw line for the Midview Middies, 6'2 senior Justin Morris. The place was going crazy. The Keystone student section doing everything they could to distract Justin Morris at the free throw line, and so the veteran stepped up, having to make two for Midview.
Boy, this is a huge free throw, 55-52. Justin Morris can make it a two-possession game right here. 6'2 senior, 7 points tonight, 18.7 left. Got the second free throw. He hit them both.
Wow.
56-52. Four-point lead for the Middies. Into the forecourt, Shalacy comes around Lynn, down the lane, drives and scores. Caleb Shalacy now has 20, 56-54, and we got a foul on the inbounds as Keystone quickly fouled with 8.5 left. And heading to the other end, it'll be Eddie Brezina to shoot the free throws for the Middies. The foul was on Conrad. Scoreboard says Conrad has four. I had him with four already, but Brezina shooting 1-1 with 8.5 left. First one up. In and out! Rebound grab by Conrad. Conrad calls time with 5.2 to go. We'll take a timeout. Keystone with a chance to tie or win it. 5.2 left. They need to go the length of the floor on the Colson and Colson cage matchup on WEOL on WEOL.com.
The Colson and Colson cage matchup on AM 930 WEOL.
5.2 to go, and here we go. Keystone down by two. Osborne throws it into Sittinger. Sittinger in the backcourt. Sittinger got it over to Osborne. Osborne to the forecourt. Half-court shot. Off the rim. And that ends the ball game. Oh, and a heart stopper here at Keystone. The Middies have sent the Wildcats to their first loss of the year.
as Midview would win it 56-54. Midview with the win would go to 5-2 on the year. And as I just said on that highlight, Keystone would suffer their first loss of the season. They were 5-1 on the campaign. It was just a great game before a full house over at Keystone. Caleb Shalacy for Keystone, the 6'3 senior, he basically put the team on his back in the fourth quarter and almost brought them all the way back. Shalacy would lead all scorers with 20, 14 of which came in that final quarter of play. Brandon Sittinger with a dozen and Adam Hopkins with 10 for Keystone, leading the way for the victorious Middies. It was Riley Moore with 15. He had that big first quarter when he had 9. And Eddie Brazina with a 14-point effort. So great ball game over at Keystone. You could hear the crowd and that Keystone student section, as I alluded to. And, of course, Midview brought a ton of fans over as well, and their students were there. The place was jumping. So a fun basketball game over the holidays. And, of course, after the ball game, as we did many times over the years, Victoria's head coach Troy DeFranco would join us on the post-game show. Of course, Troy would later join us as a color commentator during WEOL's broadcast. But here's Troy talking about Midview's big win over Keystone 9 years ago.
There was a lot of different runs. I mean, they started off on fire, you know, scored 17 points in the first quarter. They hit a couple big threes. You know, we adjusted a little bit and had two good defensive quarters in the middle, and then they came flying back with a strong fourth quarter. So, you know, it was an exciting night. A lot of people here, nice crowd. It was probably the loudest I've had to yell for the kids to hear me in any game we played this year. So it was exciting for the kids, you know, and all these kids know each other, like I said before. So that made it even that much sweeter.
But I know it's a cliche. It's the oldest cliche. But it really is what high school basketball is all about. I mean, two teams that are neighboring communities, the kids know each other, and they just went toe-to-toe tonight.
Yeah, it was great. And then the student bodies, I mean, to come out, you know, the day before Christmas Eve, I mean, we had a ton of students here, and I have to thank any of them that are riding home in the car and listening to the wrap-up show. You guys were awesome.
Yeah, it's great to hear Troy's voice. And, of course, that was a big win for his Midview basketball team. Again, it really didn't mean anything as far as a conference or anything like that, just a good old-fashioned border war during the holidays. The fans were into it. The communities were into it. And it turned out to be a dandy. Midview wins it by 2, 56-54. Again, Midview was 5-2 after the win, and Keystone suffered their first loss. They went to 5-1. Interesting, Bruce. I just love doing these shows because I hear the names that I haven't heard in quite a while. I know a couple of highlights there. You heard the name Conrad for Keystone. Of course, C.J. Conrad, who, of course, had a spectacular collegiate football career at the University of Kentucky and was playing professionally with the New York Giants. He's now a grad assistant back at Keystone, an assistant coach, or excuse me, back in Kentucky, C.J. Conrad. He was a 6'3 freshman that night for the Keystone Wildcats. Boy, this does bring back a lot of memories. Fun times on the Elkhorn Archives.
It's funny, interesting, too. You get to hear the game from your former self, in a sense. In other words, it's not when you're involved in it, you have a different image of it than when you hear it back sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, but it's funny, when I hear the highlights, and I think I've mentioned a couple of times, basically I'm hearing them as the listeners are hearing them. It just brings back a lot of memories. I can remember sitting there, and Gary and I were totally blocked from the one end of the floor every time the Keystone student section would stand up, which was basically the whole game. So I was trying to guess and follow the ball down in that one section of the floor that I couldn't see whatsoever, but that's what makes high school basketball so special.
Sounds like you're broadcasting from the cheap. It sounds like you're broadcasting from the cheap seats. You know, you can't quite see. There's a ball there somewhere. You know, but did a fine job calling the action. You know.
Well, again, you know, as my good friend Joe Tate used to say, fooled them again. But, no, those student sections and the kids, it just makes it so special, especially when you have a great rivalry game like that, where those kids all know each other. You know, they probably went out to have a, you know, a burger or a pizza after the game together. And then that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it so unique. There's nothing like high school sports.
Did that drum have its own section? I mean, that was a loud drum. Are you right near the pep band or something when that happened?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we, you know, you're doing those games. You're near the bands. You're near the kids. You know, you're near the student that films the games for the teams. I mean, you're all just packed in there, and it's special, though. It's something that's very unique.
And I won't even ask what Gary might have been eating at some point during that broadcast, too. So that's a whole other show in itself, I guess. Gary's cuisine, we could probably go into something like that.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. Well, we appreciate our trip back to that holiday. It's fun, those holiday tournaments as well, and it probably brings a lot of alumni back, too, who might be in town visiting. They might have a chance to see some, you know, their old team play. That sometimes happens, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I mean, everybody's back home for the most part, unlike this year. But that's what makes it unique. And you mentioned the holiday tournaments. I know on next week's Alcorn Archive, we're going to have a look back at one of the Lorain County holiday tournament games. So we'll have fun with that next week.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Again, it was Midview Keystone, December 23rd, 2011, on this week's Alcorn Archives with Tim Alcorn. I'm Bruce Van Dyke. It's been brought to you by Eco Tree Services, your complete tree care company.